quarrel just now, as she overheard it.
It's probable. I'm satisfied.
But I hope, sir, your daughter has suffered nothing upon the account.
No, no, poor girl. She's so afflicted with the news of her brother's death that to avoid company, she begged leave to be gone into the country. The coach went from the door the minute before you came.
I find her fortune will give her the same airs with Melinda, and then Plume and I may laugh at one another.
Like enough. But come, where is this young fellow? I love him so well it would break my heart to think him a rascal. Where does the captain quarter?
At Horton's. I'm to meet him there 2 hours hence, and we should be glad of your company.
Ah, your pardon, dear worthy. I must allow a day or two to the death of my son. The decorum of mourning is what we owe the world. Afterwards, I'm yours over a bottle or how you will.
Scene 6, in which Captain Plume and Mr. Worthy bemoan the injustice of fate, and in which Captain Plume buys some chickens.
I can't forbear admiring the equality of our two fortunes, Plume. We loved two ladies, and just as we were upon the point of leaping into their arms, fortune drops into their laps. Pride possesses their hearts. They kick up their heels, and away they run.
And leave us here to mourn.
Oh. What should we do?
I have a trick for mine. The letter and the fortune teller.
And I have a trick for mine.
What is it?
I'll never think of her again.
No?
No. The generous, good-natured Sylvia in her smock I admire, but the haughty, scornful Sylvia with her fortune I despise.
What?
Sneak out of town and not so much as a word, a line, a compliment? Death!
Captain, sir, look yonder. The prettiest, cleanest little tit have come in this way.
So she is. And what is that great country fellow with her?
I can't tell, sir, but I'll engage him presently.
You there, young gentleman.
I must shift for myself. Captain, farewell.
Farewell.
Young and tender chicken.
Come hither, pretty maid.
Will you please to buy, sir?
Yes, child, I'll buy all you have. Let me see. Young and tender, you say?
As ever you tasted in your life, sir.
Come, I must examine your basket to the bottom, my dear.
Nay, but in your hand. Feel, sir. I warrant my ware is as good as any in the market.
Pray, what's your name, pretty creature?
Rose, sir. My father is a farmer. We keep this market. I sell chickens, eggs and butter, and my brother Bullock there, talking to your sergeant, he sells corn.
Pretty Mistress Rose, you have how many chickens?
A dozen, sir. And for a crown piece, the bargain's yours.
Here's a guinea, my dear.
I can't change your money, sir.
Indeed, but you can. My lodging is close by, and we'll make change there.
Oh.
And some young sir, I have seen one of these hussars eat up a ravelin for his breakfast and afterwards pick his teeth with a palisado.
You soldiers see very strange things. But pray, sir.
Hey?
Where's Rose? Slash, where's Rose gone?
She's gone with the captain.
The captain? What? There's no pressing of women, sure.
But there is, sir.
If the captain should press Rose, I should have been ruined. Which way went she? Rose? Rose?
Sergeant, you are the most useful fellow in nature to your captain. Admirable in your way, I find.
Yes, sir. I understand my business, I will say it. You must know, Mr. Worthy, I was born a gypsy and bred among that crew till I was 10 years old. There I learned canting and lying. I was bought from my mother by a certain nobleman who made me his page. There, I learned impudence and pimping. I was turned off for wearing my lord's linen and drinking my lady's wine, and then turned bailiff's follower. There, I learned bullying and swearing. I at last got into the army, and there I learned whoring and drinking. So that if your worship pleases to cast up the whole sum, viz. Canting, lying, impudence, pimping, bullying, swearing, whoring, drinking, and a halberd, you will find the sum total will amount to a recruiting sergeant.
And pray, what induced you to turn soldier?
Hunger and ambition.
You, sergeant.
No, but here comes Justice Balance.
Here's a...